It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Martinson Agris Management President Randy Martinson. Randy, what's hot with these markets this morning?
You know, I'm going to go with soybeans, you know, as one of them. You know, looking at the soybean market and with the USDA's report on Friday, it continues to show that, you know, bean stocks are not all that plentiful, and it wouldn't take much to disrupt the flow or disrupt that market. You know, we're looking at a pretty good-sized 55 million bushel decrease in stocks. You know, we trim the yield a little bit more, or we see a little bit more demand coming from China. That puts this market pretty much in some, you know, very tight stocks levels. So I think that's going to continue to help keep the soybean market honest, at least until we get through a little bit more of the growing season and see where production could fall. You know, it's going to be really interesting once we start seeing in-field surveys and results come into play for both corn and soybeans, and just kind of get a real good look at what the crop really is out there.
You mentioned cattle, too, before we're going on, being fairly hot here this morning as well.
The cattle continue to be right up against the top end of their trading ranges. We don't see that market breaking. You know, we've seen demand slow down a little bit domestically. Box beef prices have been waffling back and forth. But we've also been seeing, you know, tight supplies continue to be an issue. Packers have already slowed down their chain speeds, but we still keep the prices up there pretty good just because of how extremely tight the supply is.
What's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'm going to go with corn as the biggest one. Even though we did see a tightening of stocks, we're still over 2 billion, which is pretty daunting as far as the corn market is concerned. And then you look at wheat, especially the winter wheats, you know, with the increase in production and softer adding in winter wheat, that's a little bit negative. It was friendly to spring wheat as we saw a pretty good tightening of production in stocks. But, you know, when you look at 2/3 of the wheat we raise is seeing negative numbers, it's going to be continuing to be a little negative on the wheat side, and exports continue to drop.
It's Randy Martinson, Martinson Agris Management in Fargo. Futures and options have risk.